We live in a very difficult world. We live in very difficult times. Anyone who has the stomach to pay attention to what's going on in the world, and I don't blame you if you don't, we live amongst a society full with crazies. People are doing all kinds of things. Specifically, maybe more in the Middle East, certainly focused on Eretz Yisrael, but the fair share of these difficulties and problems and dangers face us all over, as Jews and even as human beings. The world is definitely in a very precarious, dangerous situation. Now, we, Baruch Hashem, as a people, have always been able to cope with the most difficult situations. We've had the most difficult problems, the most difficult challenges. We've faced certainly the most challenging history of any nation on the face of the earth. And with what power do we face this? Did we face this? And do we and can we continue to face this? And I think that it's important to spend a few moments to talk about that power. And we find that power alluded to in Parshas Vayishlach. Yaakov Avinu, after having been separated and actually run away from his brother Esav for so many years, is informed that Esav is coming. Has an army with him, and he's coming, and it didn't look so good. It looked like Yaakov might be facing some danger, some challenge. Yaakov prepared for this challenge by preparing some gifts to show friendship with Esav, which had the potential to melt even the hatred of such a mortal enemy. That itself is an amazing concept. He prepared for battle by splitting up his family so that if the first section is attacked, the others would be able to run. And he prepared with tefillah, turned to Hashem, and he asked Hashem to protect him. But as he saw Esav coming, the Torah tells us, Vayiro Yaakov me'od vayetzeloi. He was afraid. He was afraid of Esav. Chazal bring that. What was he afraid of? He had a promise. He had a havtocha. I'm going to protect you in every place you go and return you to Eretz Yisrael. He's coming back to Eretz Yisrael now. Esav is there with an army threatening his return. He has a promise from Hashem that everything's going to be fine. What's he afraid of? Chazal answer, Shema Goram Hachet. He was afraid. Maybe he sinned. And therefore his promise would no longer be valid. Maybe he wasn't worthy. Maybe he was worthy of this promise when he got it years before, and now he's no longer worthy, and therefore the promise wouldn't be effective. The question that is asked on this is, why didn't he just trust Hashem even without a promise? Why didn't he trust Hashem without a promise? We know that if we put our trust in Hashem, there's a midah called bitochin. You put your trust in Hashem, Hashem doesn't let you down. To the degree that you put sincere and real and true, not pretended, or not faking, or not thinking that, yeah, I trust, but really not. If you really do, Hashem will protect him. So why couldn't he find the strength to trust Hashem that he would protect him? even without the promise, even if he wasn't worthy of the promise. And the Beis Yosef, the Rabbi Yosef Karo, in a pirush that he has on the Chumash, says something very interesting. He says, Yaakov Avinu forced himself to be afraid of Esav. He tried, he made himself afraid of Esav. Why? He says like this. He says, what's a baltzoka? This is the example he uses. Oh, this guy's a big baltzoka, gives a lot of money to tzoka. Is that a person that money doesn't mean anything to him? That's not a baltzoka. He gives away money because it's like paper. A baltzoka is one who is in love with his money. He appreciates money. He wants money. He likes money. It's very precious to him. He worked hard to earn it. And still he gives it away. That's truly a baltzoka. That's a person who does tzoka with the feeling, with that real conviction. He says, what's a bal bitochin? What does it mean to put your trust in Hashem? He says, if I'm not aware of the danger, then I'm not trusting. There's no problem. He first forced himself to be afraid of Esav. Esav was mechabed his father for so many years, and I was away from my father. Maybe he has more schusim than I do. Maybe Esav is more worthy. Maybe I sinned, and therefore I'm not going to be able to be worthy. And from the fear, he was able to muster true bitochin, because then it wasn't, I'm not aware of the danger. There's real danger. And still I trust Hashem. And still I rely on Hashem. And still I turn to Hashem. And still in the fear I become unafraid, because I realize that it's all about Hashem. The Briska Rav said once a beautiful moshul, what about bitochen is. He says, a person's walking along, seems to be fine, he's trusting, everything is great. He doesn't know that there's a man standing right behind him with a gun ready to shoot. He says, that's not about bitochen. You know, he's not trusting Hashem. He's not doing anything. He doesn't know that there's a danger. But the guy who knows that this man is standing behind him with a gun, ready to pull the trigger, and he's not afraid. He trusts Hashem. Hashem will protect me. The gun will misfire. Something's going to go. Something's going to happen. This guy will not be able to get me. I trust Hashem's chesed that he will take care of me. That's a bal bitochin. So we have to be aware of the danger of the situation in order to put true trust in Hashem. If there is no problem, then there's no sense of real trust, because there's nothing to trust for. I'm trusting in myself. I'm trusting in natural circumstances. I don't see the problem to have to turn to Hashem. So Yaakov Avinu forced himself to focus, Vayira Yaakov, to fear Esav, to be concerned, so that now that there's a fear, now I can work on myself and focusing on Hashem's kindness, Hashem's love, and Hashem's chesed, Hashem's mercy, and all the relationship that I have with him and my father had and my grandfather had with him, and so forth and so on. And now I can find the strength to put my trust in him, and that trust will become a real act of trust. The Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishnayis in Rosh Hashanah, where he talks about why we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah. He says Rosh Hashanah is a time of fear. There's judgment going on, and it's not the appropriate time just to sing songs of praise to Hashem. But he uses a very interesting lashon. He says it's a time of Mivrach Umonois, Mivrach Mimenu Umonois Elov. It's a time of running away from Hashem into Hashem's embrace. You know, a little kid, his father wants to hit him, and he has him standing here right in the corner, and the kid has no place to run, and the father seems very serious about punishing this kid. What's he going to do? Never had that experience? What's he going to do? Huh? Come on.
He's going to hit him.
He's going to hit the father?
He's
going to give him a hug. He's going to kiss him. He's going to... Oh, he has no place to run, so he runs to the Father's embrace. When we realize that we have no place to go, and it's only Hashem that can help us, so even though we're afraid of Hashem, we run to take refuge in him, and we say, you're the one, you're the only one who can help me. And this is the situation with Yaakov. Yaakov tried to bring himself to be so afraid of Esav so that now he will be able to turn to Hashem. David HaMelech says something very interesting. He's hiding in a cave. Kapitel Kuf Mem Beis. Maskil LeDavid B'Yosef Amoro. He's hiding in a cave. Shaul is pursuing him. His life is at stake. And he turns to Hashem and he's praying to Hashem to save his life. Then he says something very strange. He says, Habek Yomin Ore'e Ve'en Li Makir. He says, look to the right. Nobody even recognizes me. Ovad Mones Mimeni Ein Deresh L'Nafshi. There's no place to run. Nobody even asks. Deresh, nobody's even concerned about me. Nobody asks about my welfare. Zo'akti Elecho Hashem. I cry out to you, Hashem. Amarti Atomachsi. You're my place of refuge. And the Radak adds one word. He says, Lefikoch. Therefore. Because nobody recognizes me. Because nobody is even asking about my... There's no little old lady out there who's asking, hey, how's Dovidil doing today? Because of that, I turn to Hashem. And I say, you're my place of refuge. Why? His life is at stake. Shaul is pursuing him. He knows that it's a matter of life and death. Yet he can't fully turn to Hashem because there's somebody here who knows him. There's somebody here who cares about him. He doesn't feel that total desperation. In total desperation, at that time, it's easier to turn to Hashem because there's no place else to turn. I want to very briefly suggest to you as follows. We live in a world today where on all fronts, things are so insane, so, I don't know a better word than insane, that we can't help but to realize we have to learn how to turn to Hashem. Because it's the only way to survive. There's so much trouble. You know, when you're younger, you think, my big trouble is my phone, yeah, okay, I didn't want to mention that, you know. So we got big problems, you know, yeah. And even if it's a, we have a game to win or we have a game to lose, that's a big problem. But that's not the real stuff in this world. The real stuff in this world, as you get older, you see there's a lot of difficulties. People have a lot of trouble with parnosa. There's a lot of sickness in the world. There's a lot of danger in the world. There's a lot going on here. And we have to realize that we have one weapon, a weapon which is the strongest of all weapons. The weapon of putting our trust in Hashem. And it's only when we realize that there are problems. If we're not aware of the problems, then there's no trust. We're not trusting, we're not doing anything. And I think that if we learnt this concept of bitochon, of trusting Hashem, I think our lives would be a happier place and a more successful place. And the truth of the matter is that bitochon has two major benefits to it. That's many benefits. But has two very significant major benefits. One benefit is, when we trust Hashem, it helps us to achieve the things that we want to achieve. In fact, the Or HaChaim HaKodesh says that bitochon is more powerful than tefillah. Because we find that Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu was beseeching, begging to Hashem, when they were facing, Paro was on one side, and the Yamsuf was the other side, and the wild animals were on this side, and they had no place to go. So Hashem says to Moshe, Matitzak, V'yom Hashem HaMoshe, Matitzak Eilai. What are you crying out to me? Dabre El B'nei Yisrael V'Yisrael, tell them to walk straight into the Yam. So the Or HaChaim asks, he says, Matitzak Eilai. To whom would you suggest that we do cry? To who should we turn to if not to you? What's Hashem telling you? And he says that it was a time when there was some type of a kitrug. Because of what had happened in Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael didn't exactly do what was proper at the time, and therefore their tefillah couldn't help. Tefillah was blocked at this moment. Some type of a kitrug, he calls it. But even when tefillah can't help, there's a koyach that goes beyond tefillah. And that's bitochon. Go into the Yamsuf, show that you're trusting Hashem. Don't be afraid. Walk right in, up to here, and it'll split. That is a power that can take us and can achieve for us even more than tefillah. So one benefit of bitochon is we can achieve all kinds of things to the degree that we put our trust in Hashem and to the degree that that trust is sincere, to that degree that we influence the results. You know the famous story about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, where he, a guy comes to him, he says he's terrible, sorry, he's 10,000, whatever the currency was, and he doesn't know what's going to be, he can't manage without it. Rabbi Yisrael said, buy a lottery ticket, and have bitochen that Hashem will make you win. He buys a lottery ticket, and he's, ooh, have bitochen. Months go by, one of these tickets that you could keep on winning, nothing ever happened. He goes back to Rabbi Yisrael, and he says, I got bitochen 100%, I listened to you exactly what you told me, and I don't win a thing. So he asks him, he says, you have bitochen that you're going to win the 10,000 whatever? He says, yeah. He says, will you sell me the ticket for 5,000? He says, yeah. Who are you fooling? If you were sure that you're going to win the 10, you'd never sell that ticket for 5. Those were words. That was maybe self-deception, maybe whatever it was, but it wasn't real, because you never would have sold it for less. So it has to be very real. But the benefit is it can help us achieve to the degree that we truly have trust in Hashem. It can help us achieve the greatest things. And there's a second thing that it accomplishes for us. Menuchas ha-nefesh. Not just the ability to sleep when somebody is speaking. But menuchas ha-nefesh. Menuchas ha-nefesh. The ability to be at peace no matter what. This terrible thing's going on. I got so much trouble. I got this problem, that problem, that. Hashem's taking care of everything. Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcho v'uyechal kolecho. Take your burden and throw it to him. He'll take care of it. It's his problem. That's a peace of mind that a person can achieve if he learns to put his trust in Hashem. So it's a tremendous thing. It's a lifetime's work. It doesn't happen overnight. You can't press a button. Here's the bitochen button. Press this one. And, oh, now I got it. It's work, but it's worth it. It helps us to achieve everything that we want in life, and it helps us to live a life with tranquility, with peace of mind, without worry, without being constantly overwhelmed and frustrated and nervous. And it's an amazing thing. I just want to leave you with one very simple formula. There's one pasuk where I believe David HaMelech describes the essence of bitochen and the essence of the effort that we have to put in order to achieve this bitochen. That pasuk is at the end of Kapitel Yud Gimel, and it goes, we say it every day at the end of the Hoidu in Psukei Dezimra, V'ani b'chastecho botachti, I trusted in your, or I trust in your kindness. That's it. My heart will rejoice in your salvation, in the Yeshua that's going to come. Or Shira Lashem, Kigom Alolai. I will say Shira, I will say Hallel, I will say the Nishmas, I will praise Hashem after he delivers, when he delivers. And I think in this pasuk, David HaMelech describes everything. First of all, he says this pasuk also is in trouble. The kapitel here says, "L'natzeach mizmor David, Adono Hashem tishkocheni netzach, Adono tastir ponecho mimeni." He says, "How much longer, Hashem, will you forget me? How much longer will you hide your face from me?" David HaMelech feels that Hashem has forsaken him. He feels that Hashem is hiding from him. He feels he hasn't been in his optimum connection with Hashem. He's in need. He's Adono Oshis Eitzes Benafshi, Adono Yoram Oivi Olai. How much longer will you let my enemies rise up against me? David HaMelech is in need, he's in concern, he's in a tight situation. And then at the end he says, V'ani b'chastecho botachti. I trust in your chesed, my heart will rejoice in the Yeshua, I will sing your praises after you actually deliver. And I believe that what that pasuk means is as follows. We don't trust Hashem and say, Hashem, I know you're going to take care of me. I know you're going to help me win this battle. I know you're going to protect me. The trust starts with, I trust the chesed Hashem. It doesn't start with the knowledge that you're going to help me. It starts with, you're full of chesed, full of rachamim. You created the whole world only to do chesed. That's all it's about. That's all you care about. Your essence, your nature, the midas, the bal ha-rachamim, the bal ha-chesed, you're in control of everything. And therefore, I'm counting on your chesed. It's your chesed. I'm focused. You do kindness. I need kindness. You do kindness. I need rachamim. You do rachamim. Because I'm so focused on Hashem's kindness and mercy, now my heart rejoices in the Yeshua. All of a sudden, something from within tells me, He's going to save me. He's going to help me. He's going to grant me what I want. He's going to give me what I need. Those things that I'm counting on, those things that I need, those things that I'm asking for, He's going to give it to me. I'm not focused, He's going to give it to me. I'm focused on His chesed. He's so kind. He's so loving. He's so caring. He's so merciful. That inspires within me, yogel, a simcha, a happiness that's born within me, knowing of the extent of His chesed, that yogel libi b'shua secha. All of a sudden, before it happens, the Mefarshim point out, before it happens, I'm rejoicing in the Yeshua because it's going to happen, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. Why? Because He's full of chesed and rachamim. Not because I know He promised me it's going to happen, but I feel it's going to happen because I know how much chesed and rachamim and love He has. Then there's one more point. Or Shira LaHashem Ki Gomal Alai. David HaMelech says, don't keep me in a rough situation because you want me to keep on praying and trusting and focusing on you. And the minute that you get me out of here, I'm going to say, Shkoyach, thank you very much, and forget about it. Or like the guy who was driving, you know, the famous story that they tell, he was driving along and had this big appointment in 5 minutes and the most important appointment in his business career, he's looking for a parking space and he can't find a parking space and he turns out to Hashem, please help me, I got so much money depending on this and so much depending on it. Please, help, please, I beg. All of a sudden he sees a parking space. Never mind, Hashem, I got it under control. Fool that you are. You got it under control. David HaMelech says, O Shira LaHashem Ki Gomal Olai. Don't leave me in this needy situation, because when you answer me, when you deliver for me, when that Yeshua comes, I will sing your praises. I will recognize, I will admit, I will praise you and admit to the world, it's all from you. It's not I got the situation under control. It's you got the situation under control, and you have given it to me and you've benefited me. And I think that the more we work on this, these thoughts and this type of thinking, I think the more it certainly will affect the benefits in our lives. The benefits that we get in this world, beyond what we deserve, are a factor of the extent to which we can sincerely, and the extent of the sincereness of putting our trust in Hashem. Not faking, not, yeah, I'll sell it to you for half. And the menuchas hanefesh, the peace of mind, the tranquility, the happiness, the ability to function. I'm not nervous, I'm not worried, I'm not overwhelmed. Those are such benefits that I really believe that it's worth all our whiles to begin working very seriously on the midas habitochen.